Title: Tichacha for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most effective Ragga Jungle Atmosphere tricks there is, taking a single vocal chop, pitching it down musically, shaping it like an instrument, and then giving it dub-style space without turning your mix into soup. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know your way around warp, simper, basic routing, and you've done at least a little mixing in live. The goal today is not to make a million chops. The goal is to make one chop feel like a signature jungle element. By the end, you'll have a MIDI-playable vocal chop instrument, a deep jungle processing chain, an arrangement approach that sits in the pocket with your drums, and an optional resampled fog layer that screams late-night jungle without clutter. Step 0 is source selection, and I'm saying it first because it matters way more than people admit. Pick a phrase that has clear consonants, because consonants are what read on small speakers. Look for grit and texture. Old sound system recordings, VHS-era samples, anything with a little dirt already baked in tends to sit better. And try to find a phrase where there's a little space after the word, because that's where your dub tails get to bloom. You're aiming for moments that are about half a second to 2 seconds, not 10 seconds of a whole bar-long sentence. We want something that can be chopped and played. Now, step 1. Warp the vocal correctly. Drag your vocal onto an Audivo track. Go into clip view. Turn warp on. Set the segment BPM correctly. If you need to, tap tempo and get it close, then fine tune. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro. It's the safest for keeping a voice feeling like a voice. Leave formants at a neutral starting point, around 100, and envelope around 128. And here's your checkpoint. The vocal should land rhythmically with your drums without sounding like it's being stretched. If it already sounds like melted rubber, stop and correct your warp markers and BPM before you do anything else. Bad warp equals bad everything. Step 2. Slice it into a playable instrument. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. That usually works best for vocals, because it finds the consonant hits and word edges. Now you've got Simpler in slice mode and each slice is mapped to notes. Quick cleanup, open Simpler and check the slice markers. If it's catching a breath, a mouth click, a random noise, move the marker or just decide you're never going to trigger that slice. You don't have to delete everything, but do make it playable. Now step 3 is where the real vibe starts. Choose one hero chop and tune it to your track. Deep jungle atmosphere often comes from pitching a chop down into the pocket of the key. But we're not just guessing and hoping. We're going to be intentional. Audition slices by playing the notes until you find the one that feels iconic, the one that has personality. Commit to that. Then you've got two options. The simple option is you stay in slice mode and only use that note. The cleaner, more controlled option is you drag that slice out as audio and load it into a new simpler in classic mode, so it behaves like one instrument. Let's do the clean method for this lesson. Load the slice into simpler classic. Put a tuner after it. Now play the chop and watch the tuner. Vocals don't sit on perfect pitches, so don't obsess. You're looking for a perceived center note, like, it kind of lives around G or it hovers around F. Now adjust Simpler's transpose in semitones until it agrees with your track key. If your tune is in F minor, landing the chop around F, AB, or C often feels grounded and dark in a really satisfying way. Teacher tip here. Think target note plus range, not perfect tuning. If it wobbles, that's normal. If it clashes with the bass note on the bar, that's not normal. That's when you transpose. Before we process anything, do one boring but powerful step. Level staging. Use clip gain or track gain so the chop peaks hit roughly -12 to -6 dBFS on the track meter. That makes your saturation and compression behave consistently instead of going wild depending on which slice you triggered. Now step 4. Make it deep, not just lower. Pitching down alone can turn into mud. The trick is pitch plus envelope control plus formantish tone shaping. First, shape the envelope so it punches like an instrument. In simpler, go to the amp envelope. Set attack very short, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere like 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on the phrase. Sustain can be really low, even all the way down for a stabby, percussive vibe, or just a little sustain if you want the vowel to hold. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click and doesn't smear. The idea is simple. The chop should speak, then get out of the way of your rolling drums. Now, formant style control. Ableton doesn't give you one magical stock formant knob on simpler, but you can still get the effect. Approach 1 is using Complex Pro formants if you keep it as worked audio. If you pitch the audio down and it starts sounding too big mouth, pull the formants down slightly, like 70 to 95. Lower feels darker and older and meaner. That's a legit jungle texture. Approach 2, the fast reliable one, is EQ plus saturation. Put EQ8 first. High pass somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz to remove rumble. Then listen for shoutiness. If it's too aggressive, dip around 2 to 4 kHz gently. If it's too crisp for the vibe, roll off highs with a shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. Then add saturator. Try analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. This combo of less top end plus added harmonics often reads as form and shifted, pitch down character, without losing the words. If the consonants get spitty after saturation, don't panic. Either notch a narrow band around 3 to 6 kHz, or use multi-band dynamics gently like a de-esser by taming the upper band. You're not trying to destroy it, just smooth the pain. Now step 5, create jungle space with dub delay and controlled reverb throws. The big mistake is constant reverb. Real jungle atmosphere is movement, not a wash that never stops. A good stock chain on the vocal track is EQ8, then saturator, then glue compressor, then delay, then hybrid reverb. For glue, start with attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're controlling the chop, not flattening it. For Ableton delay, set it to sync mode. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. And filter the delay. High pass the repeat somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. That keeps repeats from building mud and fizz. Add a tiny bit of modulation if you want drift, but subtle. We're going for woozy tape energy, not seasickness. For hybrid reverb, keep it dark. Hall or plate works. Decay somewhere like 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the dry chop stays up front and the reverb blooms behind it. Inside hybrid reverb's EQ, cut lows below about 200 Hz and roll off highs above 6 to 10 kHz. Now the pro workflow. Instead of having delay and reverb always on the track, put them on return tracks. Then automate the send amount only on the last word or last hit. That's a throw. That's dub. That's where the magic lives. And here's a coaching move. A slash be your chop against the snare, not the full mix. Solo drums plus chop. Check two things. One, does the consonant mask the snare crack? If yes, shorten the envelope or carve a little presence. Two, do the delay repeats land in gaps between kicks and snares? If not, change the delay time. Swap 1/8 dotted to straight 1/8, or move from 1/4 to 1/4 triplet depending on the groove. Also, do a quick mono check early. Keep the dry chop pretty mono. Let the ambience go wide. Club rigs can collapse width, and you don't want your vocal to vanish when it hits mono. Step 6. Make it groove with the drums. Placement is everything. Try placing your chop on beat 3, right after the snare hits. Or use call and response. Snare on 2 and 4, chop on the end of 2, or just after 4. Then micro-time it, nudge the MIDI note 5 to 15 milliseconds late for laid-back, heavy swing, or slightly early for that aggressive ragga pull. You can try groove pull swing lightly, but manual nudging often sounds best for vocals because you can react to the phrasing. Now step 7, resample a pitched atmosphere layer. The classic jungle fog move. Create a new audio track called Vox Atmos Resample. Set its input to resampling. Solo your vocal chain, and record 4 to 8 bars of your chop being triggered, including those delay and reverb tails. Now treat that recording like a texture bed. Set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 80 to 200. Flux around 10 to 30 for subtle movement. Then low pass it with auto filter, somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz. And optionally add a little LFO or envelope movement so it slowly breathes. Keep it quiet under the main groove. This is not the star. It's the fog behind the streetlight. If you want it to tuck itself automatically, put a compressor on that Atmos layer and sidechain it from your drum bus, or at least the snare and hats. A few dB of gain reduction so the haze breathes with the groove. Step 8. Arrange it so it feels like a real 16 to 32 bar section, not a loop that never evolves. Here's a solid 16-bar shape. Bars 1 to 4, no vocal. Let the drums and bass establish the world. Bars 5 to 8, introduce one chop every 2 bars. Minimal. Bars 9 to 12, do call and response more actively. Bars 13 to 16, do one big throw with send automation, then cut back. A classic jungle trick, in bar 16, mute the dry vocal for one beat and leave only the delay tail. then slam back into bar 17. That moment of absence makes the return hit harder. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Pitching down without EQ cleanup leads to low mid mud, especially around 150 to 400 HC. Constant reverb washes out the roll and kills impact. Too many different chops makes it sound random instead of hypnotic. Ignoring timing makes the vocal fight the snare, and delay feedback too high at 170 to 175 BPM builds clutter fast. Now some pro variations if you want to level it up. Try a two-layer pitch for size without mud. Duplicate the chop track. Layer A is your main chop. Layer B is pitched an octave down or down 7 semitones, low passed hard like 500 HC to 1.5 KHE, and very quiet. Group them and control with one fader. You get weight without turning the main vocal into sludge. Another trick is limiting yourself to a three-note palette in key. Root, minor third, and fifth, or root, fourth, and fifth for a chant vibe. Rotate those notes and vary rhythm instead of hunting for more slices. That's how you keep it musical and hypnotic.